Sawati Discipuli and Sawati Omnes. Welcome again. This is going to be a quickity quick one because we've done a lot of our heavy lifting prior to this episode for us to actually just have a really teeny tiny one going a little bit more in depth and over the usage of the perfect passive system because we fleshed it out big time. Also, because we went over a lot of these things with third conjugation IO and fourth conjugation verbs, there's not really a lot of new grammar here to learn. But with our 21st episode here, a part of our mini grammar or mini Latin episode series embedded within my Latin and Layman's podcast, here we go. Would love to have you here. It's going to be quick, so I'm just going to go ahead and keep on. I'm going to keep it within, let's say, 10 minutes. Hold me to it. If I don't make it within 10 minutes, you can come and find me and kill me. I don't know. That being said, you're going to have to figure out where I am. Don't try. So, perfect passive system. Two more important rules to really note here. Firstly, the present tense passive second person singular in third conjugation has a short E, producing and rendering eris, whereas the future has a long E, producing a eris ending. So that is a very subtle nuance there. Short E versus a long E, but it's both spelt the same with the ending E-R-I-S. And secondly, the present passive infinitive in third and third IO conjugations has no R. It ends in just I, as in Dookie, to be led. No, not Dookie as in Count Dookie, or a Dookie as in a, well, you know what, a number two, but I'm going to leave it right there and not get into it any more than that, because we're not talking about gastroenterology. We're talking about Latin. So Discipuli. Here we reap those rewards of all the hard work, like I said earlier, because back when we were going over, I think it was in our 18th lesson, covering the present past. No, actually, I had skipped. So the present passive, I think we went over in our 20th episode. I can't really check now because something's going on with Spotify for podcasters where they're going to have to do some sort of like maintenance because whenever I publish an episode, it's actually not showing when I go back to my Spotify for podcasters thing because I looked on Spotify and the most recently ramble bambled one that I did shows that it's explicit and it's not explicit. I almost said the A word, but I did not say ASS. I spelt it out because I'm still a teacher. I'm still a middle school and a high school Latin teacher. Remember you guys when I've talked about it before in the past, I've gotten a written reprimand at my first school out here for saying the words pissing off in a class. So I really try to cover my tracks. I really try to cross my T's, dot my I's and make sure that I'm okay. So with all of that being said, let's get on into it here. A little bit more, because we're just going to talk about these mandatory long marks, how they translate, and leave it there. So, there's a mandatory long mark in the future second person singular of the passive system in third conjugation, where the long E in the future form eris has a mandatory long mark in order to distinguish it from the present eris. So, for example, agiris means you are driven, as opposed to agaris, meaning you will be driven. But that's virtually the only complexity you'll face here. Agiris versus agaris. And here's one last thing to remember about the passive system in these conjugations. The infinitive in third and third IO conjugations is signaled by an ending of just one letter, I, producing forms like agi, meaning to be driven, or ayaki, to be thrown. It's important to distinguish these forms, or rather, yeah, these from a very similar looking form, which is the first singular perfect active. So that would be duxi. It's not duki, it's duxi. Duxi with an X instead of a C, which is I have led, which needs to be carefully distinguished from duki, which is to be led. Duxi, D-U-X-I, I have led, Duki, to be led. Grammatically, very different forms. Similarly, agi, to be driven, must be carefully distinguished from egi, E-G-I, which is I have driven. And in the third I-O, Iaci, I-A-C-I. Remember, there were no J's in Latin at that time. Therefore, Julius was Julius. It should be Jackie, but it's actually Iaci. And this is where we get, projectile. And those kinds of things, to be thrown, pro meaning forth, ject coming from ayaki meaning thrown, projectile is thrown forth, pertaining to something thrown forth, versus an adjective, towards, something that is thrown towards whatever it's modifying, aka an adjective is always modifying and being thrown towards the nominative. The nominative, or well, not the nominative, but the noun that it's modifying. Maybe it's nominative case, but not always nominative case. It can be a genitive. It can be an ablative. It can all be those things. Remember, Iaci, to be thrown. Iaci, I-E-C-I, I have thrown. That's going to do it. Hope you learned something new. Did I keep it within 10 minutes? Sure freaking did. Have a wonderful day, and remember to thank yourself, thank your body, your soul, your mind, and just take care and be proud where you're at, how you're at, because sometimes I think we don't tend to give ourselves credit, and I just want to wrap this up to give us a little bit of a moment to take a pause, a body scan, a mental scan, a physical scan, an emotional scan, a spiritual scan, a soul scan. Because remember, everything that is in this world is transient. It's fleeting. Stress, pain, sorrow, suffering. On the other hand, the yin to the yang, that means happiness isn't forever. Joy, pleasure, elation. None of those are, nothing is set in stone. Comforting and yet not, I don't know. But if you're going through a hard time, and God knows I've been going through hard times, know that it's not forever, even though it may seem like it may be forever. Because when you're in it, you're in it. But when you're out of it, you look back and you're like, well, when I was in it, I was in it. But now when I had this little bit of semblance of third-party perspective, I see now that the more you get deep into the rumination of something, the further you find yourself going down the rabbit hole. Try and get yourself out before you go too far deep. I love you guys. Tempus est discedere again.